Sunrise Radio Podcast.
Welcome to a series of episodes celebrating success stories of inspirational women here on Sunrise Radio on the joyous occasion of International Women's Day. My name is Raj Palmer, and in this episode, we will be speaking to MP for Bradford West, Naz Shah. It's an honor to have you involved and, you know, accept our invitation to join the show today. How are you keeping?
I'm really well, thank you. And it's lovely to be with Sunrise Radio. So thank you for inviting me and happy International Women's Day.
Thank you very much. Now, Naz, obviously, in the spirit of International Women's Day, we've been talking to inspirational women across various industries all day about sometimes the cultural expectations from, that women should follow a certain path. You were elected with great fanfare in, I believe 2015, where you took over the seat for Bradford West, taking the seat over from George Galloway himself. It's been quite a journey. Let's start from that. How has it been?
Well, from the fanfare of the election in 2015. It's been an interesting 5 years. We've had, I went into politics, I went into Parliament, I had three elections instead of the one that was expected. We've had three prime ministers, we've had Brexit, and now we've had COVID. So, it's been a very, very interesting and packed out 6 years nearly since I've been in Parliament. And yeah, and with COVID, the challenges that we face for the next generation and right now are really, really challenging, really challenging.
Now, I spoke to some local councillors as well, and, we discussed the issue of politics is generally seen as a man's world. But you yourself, within this journey, have had it quite hard. What would you say to possibly other women or other young women who might want to follow in your footsteps?
So when I came into politics, the reason I came into politics was somebody said exactly that to me, said, look, why do you enter politics? And I said, look, it's a man's world and it's a dirty place to be. And the answer was, well, if you don't get in it, who's going to clean it up? So absolutely, it's a man's world. It's male dominated. But the truth is, if we don't get in it, if we don't play our part and step up, then how do we change the system? So to change the system, you've got to be a part of a change that you want to see. And that's why I would say to women all, up and down the country, whoever's watching this podcast today, that politics, don't be put off by politics. I get it. With the social media abuse, women get much more. And if you're from a black minority ethnic community background, you get even more abuse. It's harder. You have to work harder. But the truth is, you've got to be in it to change it. And so for that reason, I have no regrets at all of when I stepped into politics. It's not been easy. I've only less than 6 months ago, I sued Leave EU for calling me a grooming gang apologist, and I won that battle. But you've got to take that space to be able to influence change, because if we want to see more equality, then we have to create that equality, and we've got to be part of a solution and to change the future of our children, for the future of next generation, and for the purpose of democracy, ultimately. So yeah, no regrets, and really, really love what I do, really do.
Now, in both your campaigns, there was, for lack of better words, a targeted attack towards you. How did you cope with that?
Well, in my first campaign, I was unseating George Galloway. The attacks were very, very personal, very public. The question of my forced marriage, whether I was 15 or 16, or whether it was forced, or whether it was just, I was lying about it all, that came up. And that was really, really, it was gutter politics at its worst. And the second political campaign that I had, I endured at the hands of Salma Yaqub, was, again, full of misogyny, full of targeted personalized attacks. But again, it's what, like I said, the day I won the victory and you were there, Raj, in that hall when I won, made my speech, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And, the attacks during the second campaign particularly drove me at times to feeling suicidal on two occasions, because they were that vitriolic. And it's all on public record. It's not something I haven't said before. It was really, really targeted. It was very abusive. But in 2019, we didn't have that toxicity. We had democracy working. We didn't have that targeted, you know, the misogyny, the patriarchy, the pockets of it. And people reject that kind of politics. The ultimate win belongs to the people of Bradford West, because ultimately they rejected that politics. So you've got to remember that whilst there are those pockets of misogynistic, you know, misogyny, that there's pockets of racism, the truth is that we live in a world where people are genuinely good people. And the victories that I've had in both the first elections and the third election, increasing my majority even further, are indicative of what people want. And people want genuine politics. People want honesty. People want leadership. People want people to represent them and be their voice, an authentic voice in Parliament. And that's my job. And that is what I need to do. And I will continue to do as long as all the people of Bradford West honour me to be their representative. But yeah, it wasn't easy. But, you know, it does make you stronger. And it's not what I should have experienced. Absolutely not. But then, you know, the more women that get into politics and the more we can challenge that, the more we can put an end to that kind of abuse that I got.
You're a very passionate Bradfordian. You're very passionate towards the city of Bradford. What are your aspirations and goals for the city, let's say, within the next 10 years?
In the next 10 years, one of the first things I'd really love to see is us being successful in the City of Culture application to be the City of Culture for 2025. I'd love to see that happen. I'd love to see more inward investment. I'd love to see more green growth in Bradford. And for us as a city to become potentially the green growth capital of the UK, and there's nothing stopping us to do that. I want to see the centre regenerated. I want to see, you know, jobs created in Bradford, and I want to see the expectations, you know, raised. There's no shortage, Raj, I can tell you, of aspiration in Bradford, or there's no shortage of that. There's no poverty of aspiration. What the poverty that we have is of the structural thing that stops us from achieving our full potential. And that's education, that's jobs, that's further education, lifelong learning, all of those things. And I really, really do think that we've come a long way in the last certainly 5 or 6 years. And I think there's another, you know, certainly in the next 4 years, that's what I'll be working towards, is concentrating on what a post-COVID recovery looks like, so that we can generate incomes in Bradford, and, you know, for people in Bradford to live the best life that they can live, and for Bradford to be a city, you know, that we can, that people don't just survive in, they thrive in, and for our young generation, our future of tomorrow, to be the ambassadors of the city, and Bradford to take its place as a city, one of the largest cities in the country. We, you know, I think it's the number six that we're on in terms of our GDP, you know, in Bradford, what we're worth as a city. And we've got the most entrepreneurial spirit outside of London. We're the youngest city, and that needs to be reflected in the outcomes that we have for our city. So I'm really, really excited about the next 5 years, despite the crisis that we've had with COVID, the impact it's had. I think we can turn this around, and we will turn this around. And that's my vision for Bradford. And I really, really do hope that we, I'm confident that we'll get there.
You mentioned COVID. You know, we're hopefully seeing light at the end of the tunnel a few months away now, where maybe not as before, but some sort of normality. You were very public when it came to taking the vaccine. There is a minority of the population who are fearful of taking the vaccine. What would your comments to them be?
My comments are simply this, that people need to take the vaccine, because the vaccine is part of that plan, our route out of COVID and dealing with COVID. And I would encourage people, I've taken the vaccine, like you said, I was part of a trial. I spoke to my trial nurse this morning to see what the next steps are of being part of that trial. My mum's had the vaccine. There is, you know, there's the fear that some people have had. The anti-vaxxers have put out a narrative that it's not halal. That's not true. We've had lots of messaging from people who have taken the vaccine, and people need to take the vaccine. So if you have not had your vaccine and you get a letter for your vaccine, take that vaccine, make that appointment, get vaccinated, and let Britain back on the road to recovery.
And finally, what would be your message to the Sunrise listeners today on International Women's Day?
You know, International Women's Day has huge, huge importance. But the truth is, whilst we're celebrating the women, it's the men that need to step up. So for the listeners, what I will say to the listeners is, yes, celebrate women, but men need to own and take this and support women. Because whilst we're celebrating women, and rightfully so, you know, in an ideal world, we wouldn't have an International Women's Day, which highlighted that we still have inequalities. And it's not just the women's responsibility to fix that. It's the men's responsibility. So I would really, really say together, we can make this a much more equal society, and women empowered is a society empowered. And that's what people, you know, I really, really do think in a post-COVID world, we have, you know, chances, we have the opportunities coming out of COVID to absolutely make sure that we get this right. Through COVID, we've been together and united, and we need to move forward together and united.
Thank you very much, Nasha, MP for Bradford West, for joining us today on Sunrise.
Thanks, Raj. Thank you, Sunrise Radio.